Hour number two of the Blitz live on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. AM 1340, FM 105.7, streaming online at sportsradioknoxville.com and always on your Fan Run Radio app. Free in the App Store. Download it if you have not already. Spent hour number one focusing mainly on the game tomorrow. Switch gears just a little bit. Sure, we'll circle back around to some Tennessee football, but a little NFL action last night.
There you go.
I'll get it right eventually. Patriots hosting the Giants.
It's scary when New England just wins games by their defense. I know it's the Giants, and the Giants are not good, and they're going to be dead in the water in a couple weeks. But like we've always kind of known the Patriots as a good defensive team, but a great offensive team, obviously behind the minds of Brady and Belichick. But it is just a different level of scary when they basically don't even need their offense to show up. Like their defense easily dominated the entire game last night. I mean, the game was actually closer than you would expect it to be, later than you expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But like, were you watching that game or following that game and you ever really kind of felt like
the Patriots are going to lose?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Because they had two touchdowns there, and those, I believe, came both in the first half. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was 21-14 at halftime, right?
Right. And then the defense just takes over. It's scary when the Patriots are winning games solely by the best defense in the league right now.
I mean, as much as it sickens me, just hand them the Lamar Hunt trophy now, let them go on to the Super Bowl. I mean, I know you play, you got to play the games, but I mean, nobody's challenging the Patriots. Nobody. Let's go back, let's go to the Next Door Home Group hotline and get a call from Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Brandon, Rick.
Recovering.
Good morning.
Your recovery coming along well, Josh?
Yeah, moving on.
There you go.
Going down the road. What are you going to do?
Yep.
I don't mean to mess y'all's NFL deal up.
I know, you're good.
You know, that game tomorrow, to me, it's going to come down to turnovers. The games Mississippi State's won, they won the turnover battle. And, we're going to have to, we can't give a ball away. That's the big key to me. And, we have to be able to run the ball some because, them coming off a bye week, if they can just, lay back, blitz, show Maurer stuff he's not seen, that's a recipe to create some turnovers. So.
Yeah, that's one thing, especially our defense. We have not been able to force turnovers this year. And that's a problem.
It's because we can't rush the passer, Brandon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you have to be able to. But, I kind of agree with you. Rick's been extremely negative today.
What?
I think it's where he started with that occultic Osiris heathen religion he was talking about earlier.
I think so, too.
I have it pulled up right now.
That's a recipe for hell, Rick.
Like, it's not a good rabbit hole I'm going down. But I'll be honest, it is where I'm headed right now. The train is moving.
Bad juju.
Yeah, it is.
I think we get it done tomorrow, Brandon.
There we go, Josh. That's what I want to hear.
I'm getting a little sheepy, I kind of like this Maurer kid. He's got a little fight in him, so.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh.
Go, Rick.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. You did bring up a good point, though. There is two sides of the coin for starting a freshman quarterback, And I think there's a lot of positive things for Tennessee fans, right? And just there are a lot of pros to bringing in a new quarterback because it's, something new, right? It refreshes the team. Maybe it's a new kind of swagger that you bring in, But on the flip side, you're right. Hey, this is a time where Mississippi State might be able to look at this and say, hey, is there anything that we can pull to maybe catch this guy off guard. But that's why we've been saying, like, that's why the run game tomorrow is so important. And I do believe that Tennessee can expose that part of their team.
Well, you know, we were good against run against BYU. You know, I mean, defense played pretty good that game to the last play, basically.
Yeah.
So, but the key tomorrow is early in the game. Something good needs to happen. We need to be balanced on offense.
Yep.
We just can't let them pin their ears back and come after him. If we're balanced, I think we'll hit some big plays in the passing game during the course of the game. But
I think so too, Josh. And like you said, you've got to avoid those third and long play, obvious passing downs. You've got to try to avoid those.
Yeah.
Where, like you said, Josh, where they can just kind of pin their ears back and come after him.
Well, I'm off tomorrow. I'll be sitting on the back porch listening to you knuckleheads. So, y'all have a good one. Take care. Hang in there. Hey, Brandon, get your buddy out that damn Headed for Hell book. He's over there reading.
So I'll try, Josh. I'll do my best.
He's feeding
See you guys.
Appreciate the call, Josh. You need to watch yourself, Rick.
Have you seen Horace the Falcon God?
No, and I don't want to.
It's pretty crazy.
You need to listen to Josh.
All right, all right.
Get you back on the straight and narrow.
All right, I'm in. I'm back. Okay, so that is a good point with the quarterbacks. And I think continuing on what I was just saying a second there, you know, how much do you think that, you know, he's just going to see, or I guess how much if you were Mississippi State, would you kind of just throw in a lot of maybe new stuff and try to catch him off guard, right? Like, that's probably what Mississippi State is thinking right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd blitz. I'd blitz a lot.
If you were them?
Yeah. Make him handle the pressure.
Yeah, I totally see that.
I mean, that's what I would do.
But then I think that, man, like that if you're telling me that or if I'm expecting them to blitz all game, right, then, man, like, I'm getting really fired up thinking about guys like Eric Gray, right, like what kind of performance he can have. Because he is a guy who you can get the ball to very, very quickly post-snap and kind of just let him do his thing, right, whether he's taking a screen pass to the sideline, whether he's just kind of running right in front of the linebackers or behind the linebackers, something along those lines. Like, I think that can be a good route that Tennessee could go in that case.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, if he's able to handle the pressure, if he can, and he did that a few times against Georgia, where you could see the pressure coming, and he gets rid of it quick, doesn't sit back there and hang on to the ball forever and
right.
try to dance around and run around, but. If he can do that and find the open guy, I think you're right. I mean, guys like Ty Chandler and, like you said, Eric Gray, I think those guys can – if you can make that happen, if you can get the ball to them, I think they can have big days, and I think it'll pay off for Tennessee.
Yeah, I do as well. Brandon, then it is so we got that Tennessee game coming up at noon tomorrow, but there is a lot of good stuff happening this weekend.
I got a jam-packed weekend.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is the priority order for your weekend?
Like things that I'm looking forward to most.
Yeah.
I'm really pumped about the concert on Sunday, though.
That's right.
That's up there.
You're headed to Nashville for that, right?
Yeah, and then probably the game, like right behind. I'll be honest. I'll go ahead and say it. I'm going to pick Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Tennessee to win. I don't know how many points I'm going to put on it as I push the microphone away from my face, but I'm going to pick Tennessee. I've got a good feeling about it.
Are you going to the game tomorrow?
Yeah.
So you'll be there?
Yeah, I will. I think you'll have a good crowd tomorrow for a 12 o'clock game. Now, obviously, it's not going to be sold out, and I mean, but it'll be a decent crowd, and you're not going to have as, I mean, there were a lot of Georgia fans there last week, a lot. Probably the most visiting fans I've ever seen in Neyland Stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
I will be honest. Maybe this was just, you know, the parts that I watched or something, but I think from the TV broadcast, it didn't seem like there were that many.
There were.
Like, it seemed like it was vastly more orange in the crowds.
Well, I mean, yeah, there was more orange, but...
What do you say, 30,000? That's what I was going to say.
I mean, I would put the breakdown at probably like 60-40 or 65-35, Tennessee.
Wow, it seemed like it was more from the TV broadcast.
There were more... the broadcast isn't going to show up in the upper decks, but... The whole south end zone in the upper deck basically was Georgia fans.
Yeah.
And then they had fans kind of sprinkled all around the stadium. I mean, the closest thing I've ever seen that would be Alabama.
2008 Alabama was, I think, a little bit more. I'd say probably 60-40. But yeah, that's probably the second most I've ever seen a traveling fan base bring in.
But you're not going to have that tomorrow.
No.
Mississippi State fans, not going to travel. Not going to travel like that. And I think people are excited about Brian Maurer. I mean, that's all. It's crazy that's all it takes was a switch at quarterback. And now everybody has a sense of hope. And believe me, if they come out tomorrow and they crap the bed and they just get... They just don't compete, which I don't think will happen. But if they don't, I think things will go back to how they were before the Georgia game, where everybody's kind of doom and gloom.
You can't blame somebody, though, for having the, you know, hey, I want to believe it, but I have to see it mentality. Right? Like, you can't blame somebody for that. You can't tell them that, you know, that's not a valid opinion. Because, let's be honest, like, the amount of times that we have just gotten every bit of our hopes and dreams crushed this season is basically at 100%, right? And so, I mean, we're sitting here on the season at 1-4. So I think there is, for a lot of people, and really myself included, as, hey, I'm with you here. I think the changing quarterback is huge. And I really hope that we can look back and say, yeah, that was the turning point of this season. Like, I would love to look back and say that. I like where things are headed with the new quarterback. But I have to see it to believe it. Because otherwise, it's just going to be like every other week where I get my hopes up. And then something's going to happen that just, you know, drops them off a cliff. Like, I'm excited for the game. I'm nervous for the game. But I just can't pick out a win until I actually see it happen. Like, I gotta know that we have the ability to win before I pick us to win.
Negative.
Boo! Get out of here.
I gotta see a win before I can pick a win.
Yeah! Yeah! That's how it goes! You have to have something to be confident in.
The team?
Yeah.
I'm confident.
In the whole team. Top to bottom. That they can go out there and beat a average SEC team.
I don't think they're average.
Mississippi State? Do you think they're below?
Absolutely, yeah.
They're not.
I think
good.
They're in the 10 to 14 range in the league.
Okay, so probably a little bit below average team.
They're
right?
Like the fifth best team in the West.
Yeah, but that's also the West, who has
probably better,
like, three top 10
but
teams.
But it's not even close. I mean, they're like the gap between them and A&M. I mean, Alabama, LSU,
there is, yeah, I guess,
Auburn, A&M.
Ole Miss would probably be.
Big gap. Then I would say Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Arkansas.
Yeah. And, like, I agree with these things that you guys are saying. Like, I agree that it's a below average team. If we're talking about Mississippi State in any other context besides versus Tennessee, like, I'm saying the same things. Like, I agree.
And I know what you're about to say.
They're not a great team, but
you got to look at Tennessee, and Tennessee is the worst team in the conference.
To me, yes. To me, it's more about Tennessee. It's more about where Tennessee is compared to where Mississippi State is. Mississippi State at least has more wins than losses on the year.
Let me sheep it up, damn it. I want to be positive.
You can sheep it up.
You will not bring me down, Rick.
This is like the other day how I was like, hey, your fandom has nothing to do with my predictions. It's the same thing. My negativity doesn't have... It's not even negativity. My realism should have nothing to do with your positivity.
That's what the pessimists call it.
Oh, realism?
Yeah, a realist.
I'm a realist. How about that?
It's just a fancy word for pessimist. That's a pessimist who doesn't want to be a pessimist.
Look, at the great University of Tennessee, with the great education that they have given to me, I have learned how to take the facts, analyze the facts, and then make an opinion about the facts. It's called realism.
865-546-8200. Take a quick break. We continue. We'll come back. We'll talk. We'll finish up our discussion that we had about the Patriots and the Giants. I did have one point I wanted to make. Got an interesting story. There's some kind of crazy fish that they found in Georgia that officials are urging people, if you see it, you should kill it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Kill it.
That's interesting.
Getting into that, we got confidence picks and maybe a little bit more. Stay tuned to the Blitz. 11:20 back here on the Blitz. Brandon, Rick, and Weston here with you for about 40 more minutes, taking you up to talk sports with John and Cody and Cam. I saw Cam tweeting about the fish that I was telling you about, and we'll get that here in a minute. It's from Cam's home county. That's where they found this thing. Yeah,
it's a good thing. Do you think we're gonna see a?
It hits home for Cam.
What is the animal segment that they do? I'm blanking on
animal facts.
Whichever one that you know. I heard one last week of Cam talking about like the electric eel. I feel like you're going to get the whole story about it today during Talk Sports.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll talk about it as well. It's kind of a crazy story. But back to the NFL. I mean, sure. You were talking earlier about the defense. And it's kind of similar. Like, the Patriots have gone, in 20 years, the Patriots have gone full circle. They've gone full circle.
Under the same leadership, too.
You look at the Super Bowls that they won, the first Super Bowls that they won. Yeah, Tom Brady was good, but what won them those championships? The defense.
Yeah.
Their defense. Then the ones in the middle, obviously that offense. I mean, the defense was always solid throughout.
But it was a juggernaut.
But the offense was, I mean, that year that they had Randy Moss, which I know they didn't win it that year, but and then last year they win another one.
Did Dante Stallworth ever win one with them?
It would have been 2004, maybe.
Let me check. Continue though.
But they've gone full circle, and now, like you're saying, Rick, they don't even need the offense to put up a ton of points. I mean, their defense is nasty. Yeah. Their defense has probably scored more points than probably the Redskins and Dolphins, if I had to guess. If just pure speculation, I would say that the Patriots defense has scored more points than the Dolphins.
This season so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably pretty close.
The Dolphins have scored a total of 26 points.
Okay.
Give me just a second to find out the Patriots' defense.
So the Patriots' defense needs to have scored 4 touchdowns so far.
They scored 2 last night?
Yes. Yeah, they was it 2 touchdowns and 3 picks? And then they also had a block. Yeah, that was it. But yeah, like the it's just, and you look at some of the other great teams, right? Like the other team in the NFL that people are kind of talking about, especially in the AFC, that everyone really is talking about is Kansas City. And Kansas City has as dynamic, if not more dynamic, of an offense than anybody else in the league. Like, I don't think there's any way of disputing that. But, like, the Patriots can still match them performance-wise, drive for drive. It might not be as flashy. It might not be as quick. But, like, the offenses are still on the same level. It's just where the defenses are that it's how the Patriots are, you know, just making themselves stand out so much further than the rest. Because where Kansas City's biggest deficit is really New England's biggest strength.
New England's defense has scored 5 touchdowns.
So more than the Dolphins.
It may be more than the Redskins, too. Let me check.
Wow.
No. They've had not as many as the Redskins, okay, though. The Redskins have put up they've put up a fight in some of their games.
Okay. So, man, yeah, like I think that the AFC, as we've kind of talked about this whole year, the AFC is what it is.
They're +9 in turnover ratio. The Patriots.
+9?
+9.
Oh, they're almost double digits already.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how many turnovers that they've had. But +9?
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's crazy.
It is.
I mean, who are you talking about? Sorry, I was looking up their touchdowns. The other team in the AFC?
Oh, I was just saying the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs and the Patriots, they can go, like, the Patriots can match the Chiefs' offense drive for drive, right? It might not be as flashy, it might not be as quick, but they can score just as often and efficiently as the Chiefs, right? Like, we're about the same. But on the flip side of things, the Chiefs' biggest weakness, which is their defense, is really the Patriots team's greatest strength this season. Like, that's where it's all separated.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the Patriots defense would shut down the Chiefs.
Do they play in the regular season?
Yes. I think it's in November. So it's next month. But yeah, they do play each other.
December 8th.
Oh, December. That's close.
Chiefs at Patriots. So it's going to be cold.
Of course.
It is going to be freezing cold.
Of course they play at New England.
Wasn't it, was it last year or 2 years ago where Kansas City basically started the season by thumping New England in Foxborough?
Was that last year? I think it might have been 2 years ago.
I think it might have been 2 years ago as well.
Yeah,
because a lot of people said that, you know, oh, this could be it. This could be it for them. You know, maybe this is the season. And then just nothing.
That was Kareem Hunt's first game when he went off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had like 60 fantasy points or something stupid that
game.
Is he
still serving a suspension?
Yeah.
When is that lifted?
He comes back week 9.
Huh.
Plays for the Browns, though.
Got him stashed on my bench.
Do you?
Just waiting.
I do, too.
Wow. That's big.
Waiting.
I think I finally get Tyreek Hill back to my fantasy team this week. 2 of my fantasy teams needed that.
Kind of sticking with the NFL, any games that you're looking forward to this weekend in the NFL?
Oh, certainly. So let me kind of look through here. Let's see. The Rams and the Niners, I think, is going to be great. That's just 2 very high-level teams.
Like, you know, so you asked me on Tuesday if I was buying the 49ers, and yeah. I said not yet.
Right.
Win this one, and I'm in. I'll buy the 49ers.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to be honest. It's not that exciting. I mean, the Texans and the Chiefs could be a lot of fun, especially to kind of start out that game or the day with the 1 o'clock game. Texans and Chiefs could be a lot of fun. Let's see. Titans, Broncos.
Snowing. There's a
really?
Yeah. A lot of snow in Denver. at least right now.
Is that the first snow game we're probably going to see this season? We haven't seen one yet, right?
No, not yet. But, I mean, it's early October. But, I don't know. I mean, it may be cleared out by Sunday.
Yeah.
Still got a couple days. But, yeah, as of earlier, it was snowing in Denver.
Wow. Okay, so there you go. We will, Titans fans, maybe looking for some snow on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, this weekend...
It's not the greatest.
No.
You do have the Suck Bowl.
The battle for the number one pick.
Yeah. Skins at the Dolphins.
Battle of the winless teams.
Which we are picking as part of the confidence predictions. We wanted to go with who are you more confident in is going to win the battle of the losers. The winless Redskins versus the winless Dolphins. But other than that, I mean, Eagles, Vikings, it's all right.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. That's at 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Saints, Jags.
We've got the crappy Steelers and the Chargers as the Sunday night game?
Yeah.
Before the season
could have been great.
Get out of here.
I know. It's unfortunate.
Mason Rudolph's lifeless body laying on the field last Sunday against Melvin Gordon and Philip Rivers and his bolo tie.
I think that the NCAA wins this week. I think that college football is much better this week. I'm very excited for this college football weekend.
What game are you looking forward to most there?
Texas OU.
Your teams.
Well.
No.
Brandon's team over here.
No.
Brandon, big Steelers
You're the one
guy.
That's been wanting to switch. If you want to switch so bad, go on. We don't need you. Go back to Texas. Texas sucks. See that? That's how you throw somebody off the game, Wilson.
I feel like we need to have a conversation outside of the show because I feel like that was like some really bottled up things that you had to say there. Do you hate me?
You don't want to be a part of this fan base. You don't want to be a Tennessee fan. Get out. Be like Peyton Manning to Austin Collie.
Oh my gosh, you are a comedian.
Then you run back to Texas. You're supposed to be.
Get out of here.
No, I'm not.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Then quit
football
with,
wise. Yes,
quit with now, this. My team.
I said it was your team.
It's not my team.
I said it was your team.
My team is playing Mississippi State tomorrow, and we're going to get a win.
I feel like you have had an agenda today to really kind of bury me here.
Bury you?
While I'm sick, I am. I'm just a lifeless guy right now, trying to go about his day.
Just a real bully mentality.
Yeah, that exactly.
That's the last thing I need to hear from you, Filet of Fish.
Speak up, Weston. Hey, his name is Weston. All right, and you can speak up. You have a bullying mentality going on, Brandon.
Can't wait till Chance gets back to put the both of you back in your place. Wrong with you?
I think Chance is going to come back.
Need to
I think he's
going to
be most blown away by your behavior.
Somebody's got to enforce order around here. Can't just be a madhouse.
Thank you. I will.
Okay, Mr. Longhorn over here.
Look, that game I'm very excited for. I'll have that game on the other TV.
You're probably going to have that... As the only game on tomorrow, it's same time window as Tennessee and Mississippi State. You'll probably have that one on instead. It's okay. It's okay.
Brandon, if you are such a big fan of Tennessee, we're one day out from game time. Where is any of your support? Where are you showing it?
Really? You're going to call me out because I'm not wearing my orange?
I am.
Where's your orange, man? Where's your orange?
My hat, my shirt. I have mine. I'm a true fan. I'm a true fan.
Weston, send us to break. Back here on the Blitz, let's get right into these confidence picks as we get ready for this weekend in sports.
I have got to have a good week here.
As I finish rounding out my picks, let's start with the game you were just talking about before we went to break, Rick. The Red River Shootout. Cotton Bowl.
I don't think you're allowed to call it a shootout anymore.
I'm calling it whatever the hell I want to call it.
Up top. That's great.
It's the shootout.
That's great.
It's the shootout.
Okay.
I'll read Chance's pick. Chance is going Sooners with 7 confidence points.
Okay.
I'm right there with him. I'm going Oklahoma. Too much offense. Too much offense. Oklahoma. 8.
Boomer Brandon.
What's your pick?
Oklahoma, 9.
I'm not putting it in for you this week. You can put it in yourself.
Not so fast. With 5 confidence points, I will take Texas. And it's not even an upset. It's just 2 great teams. Look, Oklahoma hasn't played anybody yet. Texas already battle-tested. Sam Ellinger knows what to do. I'm going to take Texas with 5.
5?
Yep.
All right. Well,
I got to make up some ground here. There's a couple of games where I got to make up some ground.
3:30 CBS. Florida goes down to the Bayou to take on the Tigers. Florida at LSU. Chances going LSU, 6 confidence points.
I'm going to follow in the same footsteps. I'm going to take LSU with 4 confidence points. I'm not as confident.
Yeah, I'm going LSU with 7. I think last week was pretty big for Florida to beat Auburn.
Yeah.
And that game was at home. I think LSU is a better team than Auburn is. They're a little bit more dynamic in the passing game. I'm going Tigers, 7 points.
I'm going LSU, 10 confidence points.
Whoa!
I think they win big here.
10.
Okay.
10?
10.
I mean, Florida's a top 10 team, Weston. They're pretty good. I mean, you saw what they did to Auburn last week. I mean,
hey, Weston says this is the week that he just explodes out of the gate.
Oh, yeah, probably a 10-point advantage over everybody after this week.
You just shut up. Just shut up. You got to listen to this guy talk. His method.
Wait till Tuesday, Brandon. You'll be eating your words.
Wow.
Yeah. Arizona State hosting Washington State. A little Pac-12 action. Chances going the fighting Herm Edwards with 5.
Yep. I was just about to. He always says that, too. I'm going to take the old fighting Herm Edwards here. 5 points. I'm going to take Leach. I'm going to take Washington.
You're
going to
take the Pirate?
Yes. The Pirates can beat the fighting Herm Edwards. If you gave me 10 Pirates versus 10 Herm Edwards, I think it would be just a massacre. I think the Pirates win. So yeah. I'm going with them for 3 points.
You know, he's not really a Pirate. I'll go with the Sun Devils with 6. I'm a believer in old Herm.
Okay.
I'm going with the Sun Devils 1.
1. Wow.
This is your least confident game?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
All right. SEC action. A little battle of cellar dwellers. Arkansas on the road at the mighty Kroger Field, taking on Kentucky.
The Hogs.
Oh, I thought that was your pick.
No, I will not be taking the Hogs.
Chance is going Kentucky with 4.
I will go Kentucky with 7.
You just think Arkansas is that bad?
Yep.
Even after they played well against...
Well, it's not even about if they're that bad. Like, I'm fully confident that Kentucky will win, regardless. Regardless if it's close, regardless if it's a blowout. I feel like Kentucky gets this done.
All right, I'll go Kentucky 5 as well. I think they get it done at home. I think Arkansas got up for that A&M game, but I don't think they're not very good.
I'm going with Kentucky, 6 points. Arkansas is just awful. I don't think Kentucky's that good either, but I think they pulled out. That was Bear that called in, and he told me that I shouldn't be taking anything off you, Brandon. Stick up for myself. I tried to get him on the air.
That's
but
true.
I don't know
that's
if true. If he hung up or if he I said, messed it up.
Well, he texted me and said that you hung up on him, so.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, Bear.
Wow. He's telling you to stick up for yourself, and then you hang up on the man?
Oh, that's great. That's rich.
Wow. My bad, Bear.
I love it.
Wow.
Filet Fish Senior.
Dad. Sorry. It had to be said.
All right, we got a big rivalry game in this one on NBC. I love this. The battle for the jeweled shillelagh.
Wow.
USC at Notre Dame.
The battle for the jeweled shillelagh?
Yeah. You ever seen this thing?
You think it'll get sponsored by Jewel here in a couple years? The jeweled shillelagh brought to you by Jewel?
No.
It's going to be pretty funny, though. that'd be very 2019, right?
Who's your pick?
Notre Dame. 10 points.
10?
Yep.
I'm right there with you.
Thank you.
Notre Dame, I'm going Fighting Irish, 10 confidence points. USC's, they're not very good.
Yeah,
they're okay.
It's just each week you need a game that you have to be the most confident in, and out of all of these, this is that one for me.
And I think Notre Dame is better than a lot of people give them credit for. I mean, they fought well and battled against Georgia. I think they're a pretty good team. I'll go Notre Dame 10 as well. Chance is going Notre Dame with 9.
I'm close, but I'm not all the way there. Notre Dame, 8.
Okay.
All right. Now switching over to the NFL. You mentioned earlier, Rick, the battle of the winless teams, Redskins at Dolphins.
Redskins, much better offense, even with all things considered. So I'm going to go the Redskins with 2 points.
Yeah, the Redskins have been able to at least score some points. They almost beat the Eagles in week 1. I'm going Redskins 2 as well. Chance is going Dolphins with 2.
I think the Dolphins want to lose so much more.
I think so, too.
I think that they want to lose infinitely more.
And you've got first week under a new new head coach, or under your interim head coach for the Redskins, so they're maybe they kind of rally around him.
I think there probably are people in Washington who kind of look at the situation and want to say, like, hey, we want to prove that we don't believe we're an 0-5 team. Like, hey, our head coach is out of here now. This is still a talented team. You know, and obviously Washington makes that firing last week for the Dolphins because you want to give your interim coach the best chance possible to have a week with as, you know, least amount of headaches as possible.
Yep.
So I think Washington gets it done. Weston, what was your pick?
Redskins, 4 confidence points.
Redskins with 4.
All righty.
Eagles at Vikings. Chances going Eagles with 3. I will go Eagles with 4.
Oh, my God. I have Eagles with 8.
You're not a believer in the Vikings.
Why did I put 8 down?
I don't know. Oh. But you have. Don't do. Whoa. We're in this thing.
No, you can change them before the segment's over.
We're in this thing now.
But I don't have any to change it with.
Then it looks like you're stuck. I mean, we're all going with the Eagles. If we get it, then we get it. If we don't, then...
Oh, we're not all going with the Eagles.
Oh.
That's different because then I lose my 8. You still have your 8.
Filet of fish, who are you going with?
The Vikings with 2.
Vikings 2.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just in such a predicament now.
Well, hurry. We don't have all day.
Okay, I want to switch the Eagles to 7 and Kentucky to 8.
You're that confident in Kentucky?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Over Arkansas, yes. Arkansas can only play good against Texas A&M. They're not playing Texas A&M this week.
It was 1 point, and it's not that big of a deal.
I wish I could change it with something else.
One measly point. 49ers at Rams. Chances going Rams with 8. seems very confident.
Yes.
I'll go Rams with 3. I think the 49ers are pretty good. I think the Rams are a little bit better. If the Rams can shore up that defense, I think they'll win. I'll go Rams 3.
Weston?
I'm going to go Rams 3. Watch for this game on Sunday. I'd say the 49er fans are pumped up. I bet that stadium will be super red in L.A.
Yeah, no home field advantage for the Rams. Hey, San Francisco gets this one done. I feel good about this one. Now, I only have 1 point, but I do feel
good.
Must
not feel too good.
Well, there's other games I just feel better about, but I still
about 9 of them.
Yeah. Actually, we're gonna change this.
What's up with you changing all your picks?
We're gonna put Washington State at 1. All right.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna put LSU at 3.
This is unacceptable.
And we're gonna move the Niners up to 4.
I don't like this. We need to hurry.
There you go. Niners with 4.
All right. Green Bay, Detroit at Green Bay, Monday Night Football.
Green Bay with 9 for me.
I'll go Green Bay as well with 9. I think the Lions are a good team, but I think the Packers are better and they got a good defense. Chances going Green Bay with 10. Weston.
Green Bay, 5.
5.
I'm switching all mine back. I'm getting really nervous. Oh my God. Continue.
Would you just stop?
Just continue.
Just
continue.
Stop changing. Continue. All right. Then all right, Tennessee at Mississippi State at Tennessee. Chances going Tennessee with 1. Chance did not give a score. As I mentioned earlier, will also go Tennessee, 1 confidence point, 27-24, Vols.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Back-to-back wins against SEC West opponents for the first time since 2007-2008.
Wow, good stat there. I'm going to go for 6 points, Mississippi State by a score of 27-21.
I'm going Mississippi State, 7 confidence points. Mississippi State, 31-20.
All right. There you have it. That's our confidence picks. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, wrap up the show, get you ready for Talk Sports. Listen to the Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
Final segment here on the Blitz with Rick, Brandon, and Weston. A couple minutes left leading you into Talk Sports. John, Cody, Cam, they will have a great show for you today, so do not go anywhere. Do not change the radio dial, the stream, whatever you got going on. So we got done with our confidence picks. We got done with NFL talk. We got done with college football talk.
You hear about the fish?
What?
You hear about the fish?
Yes.
An invasive fish species that can breathe air and survive on land.
What?
Has been found in Georgia for the first time.
This is like Aquaman the fish.
The officials are warning anyone who comes into contact with the species to kill it immediately.
Why? Are they afraid that this fish could take over one day?
An angler caught the northern snakehead fish this month in a pond in Gwinnett County. Matt Thomas, Chief of Fisheries for the Wildlife Resources Division, had this to say: thanks to the quick report by the angler, our staff was able to investigate and confirm the presence of this species in this water body. We are now taking steps to determine if they have spread from this water body and hopefully keep it from spreading to other Georgia waters.
Oh, wow.
While this is the first time it's been discovered in Georgia, snakeheads have been reported in 14 states nationwide. The long, thin fish has a dark brown, blotchy appearance that can grow up to 3 feet in length. It can also breathe air and survive in low oxygenated systems, including on land. The snakehead fish is considered a non-native invasive species, which means it affects native species by competing for food and habitat.
Oh, wow. They said, the Secretary of Interior, this guy in 2002, said, these fish are like something from a bad horror movie. They look freaky. And it's literally just snake skin, but in a fish. They said you should freeze it.
Yeah, kill and freeze.
Wow.
They're a big problem in Florida.
These things are crazy.
It's just like a fish with a snake's head. I mean, the name basically says it all.
Yeah. Look at that. We went from Tennessee football to the Egyptian gods to back to Tennessee football over to snakefish. And that right there.
Snakehead.
Snakehead fish. That's a funny name. Snakehead fish. Right? Right. That right there, it wraps it up for the Blitz today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for putting up with us. I'm going to be back to normal, back better and healthy on Monday.
Well, you better be back to normal tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee tailgate.
You're right. Tennessee tailgate. 10 to 11 tomorrow. I will be asleep at 8 p.m., Brandon. Don't worry. Hey, that wraps up our show today. Thanks for hanging out with us. We will see you tomorrow for the Tennessee tailgate. We'll see you back on Monday for the Blitz. Go Vols. Talk Sports coming up next.